Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are wrestling with right now, especially if you're looking at luxury communities in Florida. So, David, we've got three communities that seem to come up all the time: Lakewood Ranch, Sky Ranch, and Welland Park. And I think what makes this tricky is that they're all incredible, but they're kind of different, right? How do you even begin to help someone figure out which one is actually the right fit for them?
That's the million-dollar question, honestly. And you're right. They're all fantastic communities, but they really do cater to different lifestyles and priorities. I think the key is understanding what matters most to you personally. Are you looking for an established community with tons of amenities already built out? Or are you more interested in being part of something newer and still developing? What's your budget? What do you want your daily life to look like? Once we answer those questions, it becomes a lot clearer which community is actually your perfect match.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If someone comes to you and they're like, David, I want everything. I want the amenities. I want the established vibe. I want to feel like I'm part of a thriving community right now. Which of these three would you lean toward?
Oh, that's Lakewood Ranch, without question. I mean, Lakewood Ranch is the OG here. It's been around for decades, and it's fully matured. You've got world-class golf courses. You've got the town center with restaurants and shopping. You've got clubs and activities happening all the time. The infrastructure is there. The community is established. If you want to move in and immediately have access to everything, Lakewood Ranch is your answer. You're not waiting for things to be built. They're already built and thriving.
That makes total sense. So Lakewood Ranch is like the everything is ready to go option, but I'm guessing Sky Ranch and Welland Park are different animals?
Totally different. Sky Ranch is newer, and it has this really cool modern feel to it. It's more contemporary in its design and architecture. If you're someone who wants to be part of building something new, where there's still that sense of growth and excitement, Sky Ranch appeals to that. It's got its own character, younger demographic, more of a forward-thinking vibe. And then Welland Park is kind of in its own lane too. It's got this really strong focus on wellness and lifestyle design. The whole community is built around the idea of well-being, from the parks and trails to the community programming. If wellness is a huge part of your identity, Welland Park really leans into that.
Oh, wow, I love that. So they're not just different in age, they're different in philosophy almost. So someone who's like, I'm really into health and fitness and I want that to be part of my community experience, that person should probably be looking at Welland Park.
Exactly. Welland Park is designed from the ground up with wellness as the core mission. You're going to have incredible trail systems, fitness facilities, wellness programming. It's not just a nice amenity. It's woven into the fabric of the community. So if that resonates with you, if you're someone who walks or runs or bikes or wants your environment to encourage that kind of lifestyle, Welland Park is going to feel like it was made for you.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. Lakewood Ranch is the everything's ready now play. Sky Ranch is the modern, contemporary, newer vibe. And Welland Park is for the wellness-focused person. But what about price point? Does that factor in heavily or are they pretty comparable?
Price is definitely a factor, but it's not always a simple one is cheaper than the other situation. Lakewood Ranch, being fully established with all those amenities and that reputation, tends to command premium pricing. But you're paying for that maturity and everything being ready. Sky Ranch and Welland Park can actually offer really competitive pricing in some cases because they're still developing and you might get more house for your money. But again, it depends on the specific home, the location within the community, all those variables. The point is, don't assume that the newer communities are automatically cheaper. You've got to look at what you're getting for your money.
Right. So it's not just about the sticker price. It's about what you're actually getting and what that means for your lifestyle. I think that's the thing people sometimes miss. They're so focused on the price that they don't think about, okay, but is this community actually going to make me happy day to day? What would you say to someone who's maybe torn between two of these?
I'd say spend time in each community. Drive around, walk around, sit at a coffee shop, talk to people who live there, get a feel for the vibe, Because at the end of the day, this is where you're going to spend your time. You want to feel excited about it, not just like you made a smart financial decision. And honestly, if you're still torn, that's what I'm here for. We can dig deeper into what matters most to you and really narrow it down. But I promise you, once you understand the personality of each community, the right choice becomes pretty obvious.
That's such good advice, and I think that's really the heart of it. You know, it's not about which community is objectively best, it's about which one fits your life. David, this has been super helpful. For anyone listening who wants to explore these communities more or talk to you about which might be right for them, how do they get in touch?
Thanks so much for having me. People can reach out to me directly. I'm always happy to chat about this stuff. We can set up tours, answer questions, really help figure out what's the right fit. It's what I love doing, so definitely don't hesitate to get in touch.
Perfect. Well, David, thanks again for breaking this down, and to everyone listening, if you're thinking about making a move to one of these communities, definitely reach out to David. This was great. Thanks for tuning in to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore.